I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey Series.
Did you know that you can make a barbecue grill using a 55-gallon barrel drum? That's right, and one that's large enough to handle multiple racks of ribs and other delectables. Of course, this barrel drum can also be used as a percussive instrument, though using both simultaneously could have unintended consequences. Hence, for the sake of today's presentation, I vote we play it safe and focus on the place, process, and construction of what is truly a unique instrument. It is said that teens first created the steel drum in the 1930s on the island of Trinidad. As the story goes, a steel drum band was formed, comprised of youngsters who lived in poverty. What inspired its creation lingers in mystery, though to create a steel drum, you'll need a few tools: a reciprocating saw, welding device, a drill, and of course some skill at using power tools. The forerunners of steel drums, aka pan drums, were also made of metal. From parts from an old car, paint cans, dustbins like garbage cans, biscuit tins, and oil drums that, in the end, beat out the others. In time, someone got the idea to tune the metal heads. One Winston Spree Simon, recognized for having created the first 8-note melody pan, which paved the way for a 12-note chromatic scale on a single pan. Ellie Minette, Tony Williams, and Rudolph Charles were also early pan drum designers. So what makes the pan drum so unique? They are among a small family of chromatic acoustic instruments invented in the 20th century. What's more, it takes a talented metal artisan to chisel and hammer out a 55-gallon oil barrel and then painstakingly hammer out by hand concaved sections on the drum surface, resulting in each area being assigned a musical tone, which in the end makes playing in tune a snap. To negotiate a pan drum, one needs a pair of rubber mallets. Players who are more accomplished will hold two mallets in each hand. It's worth noting that the Spanish, English, Dutch, and French colonialists ruled over the island of Trinidad, was serviced by enslaved Africans, transported there beginning in 1783 to toil on sugar plantations. However, the work was not without periods of relief from labor to refreshment as open-air festivals cropped up. In 1838, pan drums were abolished because the drums were believed by the ruling class to have been used to communicate secret messages. It wasn't long before they resurfaced, as bands called tambu bambu were formed. By the time 1930 rolled in, large carnival celebrations once again came to life in Trinidad. After World War II, pan drums became an even bigger part of street festivals nationwide. Today, the pan drum is the national instrument of not only Trinidad, but Tobago as well. So if by chance you hear their emanating, pulsating sound as your ship approaches a port of call in the region, remember that the sound is a clear call to come and celebrate life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.